News, I'm Steve Miller. Zimbabwean riot police with batons and shields broke up a press conference by opposition leader Nelson Chamisa, who has alleged rigging of the presidential election. Police chase away reporters without explanation, but ruling party officials are now urging reporters to attend the briefing. Zimbabwe's president says scenes of riot police dispersing the journalists have no place in our society. Zimbabwe's authorities on Wednesday invoked a strict security act that allows them to ban public gatherings after the military broke up opposition protests in the capital, where six people were killed. Speaking in Singapore, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said North Korea's continued work on weapons programs was inconsistent with its leaders' commitment to denuclearize. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
Pompeo said Pyongyang was in violation of one or both of the U.N. Security Council resolutions, adding North Korea has a ways to go to achieve the ultimate outcome desired. Pompeo thanked ministers of the Association of South Asian Nations, or ASEAN, for their efforts in strictly enforcing sanctions on North Korea. The White House said Thursday Trump had received a letter from Kim and had responded with a note that should be delivered shortly, but it said no second meeting was currently planned. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
A pair of suicide bombers armed with assault rifles stormed a crowded Shiite mosque in eastern Afghanistan during Friday prayers, killing at least 25 worshippers and wounding more than 70 others. There is no immediate claim of responsibility for the bloodshed. China says it will impose additional tariffs on $60 billion of U.S. products. This is in response to U.S. plans to increase tariffs. This is VOA News. Less than 2 weeks after the World Health Organization declared the Democratic Republic of Congo Ebola-free once more, another outbreak has been reported in a new area for which security risks will complicate containment efforts. Reuters' Matthew Liratada reports.
The DRC's health ministry says four people have tested positive for the virus, but they also said 20 people have already died from symptoms consistent with it in the last few weeks. The region is the North Kivu province. It's a conflict zone, potentially making Ebola even harder to contain. The area is host to multiple rebel groups. About 1,000 civilians have been killed by militants or government soldiers there in the last 4 years.
That was Reuters' Matthew Liratada. Spain is setting up a central operation command for migrant management amid the summer surge of arrivals from North Africa. The influx is placing a strain on public services. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez says his government is in talks with Morocco. That is where traffickers take the migrants across the Mediterranean. The United Nations Migration Agency says that in the first 5 months of the year, 8,100 migrants have been rescued in Spanish waters. But since the end of May, almost 15,000 have been saved from boats. Reuters' Grace Lee reports China's Religious Affairs Administration says it will investigate claims a high-ranking Buddhist monk for sexual misconduct.
Abbot Shi Cheng is being accused of sexually harassing nuns and coercing them into sex, all revealed in a document leaked by two former monks. The 95-page document reveals extensive details with screenshots of explicit text messages allegedly sent by Shi Cheng, telling nuns they could be purified through physical contact and that sex was part of their study of religious doctrines. Shi Cheng has denied the claims. The Chinese government says it's starting an investigation, treating it as a matter of, quote, high importance.
That's Reuters' Grace Lee. Trump administration officials say they are concerned about foreign meddling in upcoming midterm elections, and on Wednesday, they briefed reporters on what their agencies were doing about it. VOA's Penny Dixon.
The Brookings Institution's Elaine Kmark sees Russian interference as an attempt to erode Americans' trust in public institutions.
This is very, very serious, and it also is the destruction of trust in our election system.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller has been investigating Russia's election meddling and the possibility of collusion between Moscow and the Trump campaign. Trump has repeatedly referred to the probe as a witch hunt. Penny Dixon, VOA News.
And from Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.